there to compare Fifi, Ben and Nick. But compare builders and you'll find the answer is Fairhaven Homes. The fair choice. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
Voicemails, they're always a tricky thing. Like when you go to record a voicemail, and I haven't updated my voicemail for about 15 years because... Wow. Oh, because it's always that awkward one where you do it and then they go, press one to save. You go, no, I can do better. I've got better in me. I'll do it again. And then you mix it up. Like I can't even remember. You've probably heard it, whether it's leave a message at the tone and then there wasn't the tone, or is it leave a message at the beep?
It's hey, baby, you've called me.
We're bringing this up because a poor New Zealand cinema worker, he had to leave a message. So when you call the cinema, there's the message that they leave. Obviously, there's a voice recording. And he did it, but he's accidentally saved the one where he was making mistakes. Let's have a listen.
Hello, and thank you for calling RiverMax Digital Cinemas Timaru. We are currently closed until... Hello, and thank you for calling RiverMax Digital Cinemas Timaru. We are currently closed until level 2. You can see more... Hello, and thank you for calling MovieMax Digital Cinemas Timaru. We are currently closed until we reach level 2. You can check our website for updates on...
And that just started. He's accidentally saved that. 131060, we want to hear from you if you're one of those people who have a wacky voicemail, because there's nothing better than these people who... I love it. I've never been brave enough to do it. But it's like, you know, the classic Seinfeld episode with George Costanza.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep. I must be out or I pick up the phone. Where could I be? Believe it or not, I'm not home.
It's actually going to be my next picks. Absolutely,
I reckon that's awesome. I want that as my. I'm going to use that. How do you do it?
See, my grind. You just leave them. What?
Now, how do I do that? How do I have that as my ringtone?
Oh,
believe
George.
It or not, Brendan's not on.
Yeah, see, this I'd is my Feb. Issue with you, Feb. Yeah. You don't have one, and it does my head in because when I ring you, it doesn't even. It's not even a voice recording. Say, leave a message. It's just a beep. It's disconnect.
Like my email's just blunt. There's nothing. Leave a message.
Nick, you don't have one.
No.
See, I'm so surprised. You are characters. You should have them.
Yeah.
And I just said, I don't know what mine is. Can you just call it? I want to hear what I have said because I recorded this so long ago.
One sec.
Are you ringing my number?
Yeah, yeah.
Just read it out on air.
Please don't.
04.
Back of my hand. Here we are.
Feb's calling me.
Hi, I can't take your call right now, but if you leave your name and number after the beep, I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Oh, that's boring.
Thanks.
It's nice.
I've gone with the beep. Oh, there That's is normal. A beep. That's yeah. good. I remember when I recorded that, figuring out, do you say tone or beep? What do you say?
You say after the beep.
What I learnt, though, is to take your name out, because I used to say my name because that's a polite thing to do. But then if they're fake calls, they figure out who you are.
Yeah.
So that's a little tip for anybody listening. Never say who you are.
No.
131060, up next, we're going to hear some fun voicemails from our wonderful listeners.
Give us a
buzz. If you've got one. Anne from Endeavour Hills. Hello, Anne.
Hi, Fifi. How are you?
Oh, great, Anne. All the better for hearing from you because you've got a fun voicemail. Now are we gonna call and have a listen to it? Do you get good feedback from this one, Anne?
I get the giggles every time someone leaves a message.
Okay.
It makes me happy.
Oh, that's a great thing. We've got to look for opportunities like this to have a laugh and a giggle these days. So
yeah,
and we're gonna call you now and listen to your voicemail.
What's your number?
Nice. Here we are.
Okay.
I've got it here. Here we are. Let's dialing now.
This is advanced technology.
Hey. How you doing? Sorry you can't get through. Why don't you leave your name and your number and I'll get back to you. You called Anne Bennett.
Well done.
That's good.
And great singing.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you.
Oh, that's fun. That's you're fun.
Oh, thanks.
If you called Anne Boxy, if you called Anne, you'd be like, you'd sing along. You'd be like, hey, and your number. You'd be up and about. You'd be happy.
And you're going to get nice messages.
Yeah.
I'm going to do one.
What
don't know
will
what
you
it
sing?
Is. I don't know. What's another fun one?
We'll find something with
called Fifi.
Fifi. Yeah.
And sorry, can't get through.
Do. Leave your name and your number, and I might get back to you. Hey.
No, I think it's something else. Rocco the Tyler from Endeavour Hills. Hey, Rocco.
Yeah, I'm Rocco.
Hey, Rocco.
Hey, Rocco.
Rocco.
How are you?
We're good.
I'm Rocco della Brese.
Della Brese.
I'm a full Calabrese. I know it's Italian. Calabrese.
Yeah, Sicilian. Sicilian over here. You're Calabrese.
No, next door for
next
Sicily.
Next door. We're close.
Rocco, we can't wait to hear this. It's a bit of a fun voicemail. Do you get good reactions from it?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm the lowest speaker from my car. You want to close the car or not yet?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to ring the number. So just sit tight, Rocco. We're going to call your phone number and listen to your voicemail.
Here we go. I'm just punching it in.
Here we go.
And dial. Like Rocco already. Oh. No?
Yep.
What are we waiting for? Rocco? Rocco's still there. His voicemail? I'm just talking because I assume you can't just have nothing.
Yeah. Well, technologically, this
Hello.
Is...
Hello, you ring Rocco the Tyler, can answer the phone. You leave your name and number in your back straight away. If you want to call in the next couple of days.
Oh, wow. Rocco.
Well done, Rocco.
I would.
It's good,
Rocco. That is the best form of marketing too, because I would get you, I'd get you to tile the whole house because of that message. That is fantastic.
Okay.
And I've always assumed all Italians are great singers, and yeah. This has helped. That's amazing.
I'm the cousin from Pavarotti.
Oh, Rocco.
Pavarotti's cousin. There
You're
we go.
Fun. I love that. This is very good.
Have we got any more boxing?
Well, you. Just while we were playing that Ed Sheeran song, Fev's
I did one.
Done his own. Well, when I say his own, he's got a voicemail message. When you call Fev now, this is what happens.
Give us a set, Lewis. Just punch your number in Fev without.
Took me ages to do this.
1-800. All right, here it is.
Call me.
Oh, I'm calling. Just hang up, though.
I'll hang up on you. Bang. Hung up.
Hold on.
I must be out or I pick up the phone. Where could I be? Believe it or not, I'm not home.
Dad, you were meant to change that and put your name in there instead of George. When I said my mate Carlos did it.
That's the funny bit, bro.
But there's all the canned laughters in there.
Yeah, but that's the funny bit. People were like, oh, my God, I thought I called Fev. George?
He's got a studio audience.
Mate, it's the best.
101.9 The Fox.
Melbourne, anyone who's single, we know you're doing it tough. We know it's difficult to make love connections, so we're doing the hard work for you with our Batchy Bubble.
It's the Batchy Bubble. We'll find you love when you're in lockdown. It's no trouble. Before you know it, you're in a wedding gown.
If you're looking for love and you're sick of all the apps and the dating apps and all the websites, let us do the hard work for you. We'll be like your wing men and women. Slide into our DMs at Fifi Fev Nick like Chloe from Newport did. Chloe, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, guys. Happy hump day.
Yes, yay. Happy hump day, Chloe. And now you are on this this path looking for love with us this week. We put you on a date yesterday. You're having one today and one tomorrow. At the end of the week, you'll pick who you would like your weekend Zoom date with. The Uber Eats is on us. There'll be flowers. We'll get you dressed by the iconic Chloe for your date. Are you ready to meet date number two?
I'm super excited for today's day.
Oh, you should be, Chloe. This is George. Welcome to the show, George from South Melbourne.
Good morning, Chloe.
How are you?
I'm fantastic, thank you.
Nervous
how are you? Absolutely a little bit nervous, yeah.
Well, I'm going to get stuck into the questions first today. So what do you do for work, George?
I have a cosmetics manufacturing business.
Okay, how old are you?
Yeah. I am 30 years old.
And I'm going to go like one hard question. What is your typical Sunday? How do you spend it?
Ooh. Typical Sunday, okay. Wake up in the morning, make my coffee, and then go stand outside barefoot in the grass and water my lawns. while I drink my coffee. Hopefully, if it's the sun is shining, I'll spend the rest of the morning out there. Go for a run around Albert Park Lake. Then Sunday is market day, so it's off to the Queen Vic Market to pick up the groceries for the week.
Oh, South Melbourne Market.
No, the Queen Vic Market because, sorry, there's a thing. Like, when you go to the market and you hear people, like, screaming from their bellies going, like, $1 a kilo, $1 for this, $2 for this, get it while it's hot. I love that.
Oh, and see, I do my groceries every Sunday at South Melbourne Market.
Oh, maybe I could make a detour and change things up.
You might have to. Have you got any questions for me, George?
Ooh, I do, actually. I do. So probably one of the things I should say is that I'm vegan. So is that something that you're okay with?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay. We can do the fruit and veg instead of the butchers.
No problem with that at all.
George, I think you'd hate the Queen Vic Market if you're a vegan.
Yeah. Porterhouse steak, 28 kilo.
$49.99, $1 get the snags on the burger, the chops on the barbie. Can we get you meat at 45?
I think we've got the full Queen Vic Market here.
Guys, I mean, I don't want to interrupt this. This is, and I'm just an observer. It seems to be going very, very well. Fairly.
You've just seen his picture. You've just seen his picture, and he's hot. So you're just pumping him up. Yeah, hey, what's your cosmetics brand? That's a good. What's going on there?
Thanks, Slanky. Mate. Yeah, we started last year. Started with sanitizer, as you do, and now making all kinds of other homewares and, you know, beauty products and the like that are in the work. So
sounds
it
all
could
right.
be a
Chloe?
Little long-term game in there.
Great
Chloe doesn't need any beauty products because she's already hot, but geez, these two.
Oh, thanks, Fev.
Well, we'll leave it there for now. Fev, Nick, any observations?
I think it went well. I think he's a bit nervous. Chloe.
Confident, I liked.
Do you reckon he was confident?
Yeah.
I think he was a bit nervous.
I think they're both lying about their Sundays.
Yeah.
You are gripping the couch in terror. That's how Sundays work.
1019, The Fox.
Fee, Fev, you've both got toddlers. Do they have any books they love in particular?
Yeah, The Hungry Caterpillar is...
Very Hungry Caterpillar.
Daisy's go-to. And at the moment, she's just picking up one of my cookbooks, and I just have to flick the pages and go, oh, big strawberry meringue cake. Oh, cheesy muffins.
That's cute.
I know.
Have you got any of you's got my best game ever?
What's that?
No.
No, my footy book.
Oh, no, sorry.
Oh, your footy book.
I haven't. No. No,
it's just two of my kids' books. No, no, you haven't got them?
No,
is that all Toby's allowed to read?
Yeah, that's all their kids allowed to read. And then they progress into Fev in my own words.
Yeah, graduate to your autobiography. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. Well, it's funny that you mentioned cookbooks, Fee, because normally my son at nighttime loves Very Hungry Caterpillar, Goodnight Moon, The Gruffalo. He's into a bit of that lately. But for the last three nights, all he wants at bedtime is the latest Coles recipe book.
That's exactly what I'm reading, Daisy.
It is the best. Because I get to enjoy it as well. I'm sick of Goodnight Moon.
Yeah.
And this is like Very Hungry Caterpillar, except I get to eat all the stuff later on if I want. How good is it? Yeah. The kids love it.
How do you tell the story of the cookbook, of the Coles weekly book?
There is no story. What do you mean? You just point at that and go, cake.
He's
yummy, blueberry cake.
Oh.
You can't say berry.
No.
So it says black Betty, which
so
I love.
Cute.
Black Betty. Bam, bam. I've never read any of my kids any books ever.
What?
None of us have.
Never read a cook. What?
No. What for? Got iPads. Watch a movie. Watch a TV show.
You've never read
a
book.
No. And they're smarter than me. I can't read, man. Should hear me read a book. It's awful. You've heard me do live reads. Alex is like, do not read them books, man.
Oh, so it's not a choice of yours. It's you've been banned from reading
books.
Yeah,
because I can't read.
How bad you talked.
Yeah. I got to a point, I think I read Lenny a book when she was like three, and I read a word wrong, and she picked me up on it. And she was like three. That's not the right word, Dad.
Well, maybe Toby should sit you down and start with a Gruffalo and then get on to Goodnight Moon and Very Hungry Caterpillar.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
The Block is going great guns on Channel 9 and you can continue to watch it tonight, 7:30. The Block returns and I'm right into this. We are joined right now by two of the stars, Josh and Luke. Josh and Luke, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you on. Now, we were trying to get you about 10 minutes ago, and Fev here did make the suggestion you're on another bender. But I just want to make it clear to everyone listening, it was the Channel 9 switchboard. It wasn't the boys. So you're all good.
Boys have been at Revolver.
Now, Josh and Luke, I have to say, and Scotty Cam is a very dear friend of mine. I've known him forever, but I've never really watched The Block. But I'm right into your season. I'm watching back to back episodes. I had to catch up on the weekend. I couldn't get enough of what was going on last week. And I've got to
tell them why, because you love Love Island.
Well, I did like the only reason you're watching The Block.
That's the only reason, boys. She's like, there's some meat that's hot.
No,
there was barely any meat left on us by the end of the show, though. That's the problem. We were just sticks and bones by the end.
I bet. Well, I've seen
not enough ice breaks. You've got to get on the ice coffees, boys. Some sausage rolls.
That's what happens when you go on benders and you don't eat, boys.
That's the issue, mate. That's the issue.
Let's talk about this drama, because we've played the audio a number of times on the show with Mitch and Mark and you firing up, which has been very entertaining to watch. So much going on there. Can you give us any insight into where it is at the moment? Because we can see this week now Mitch and Mark are in their own cheating scandal. You still stand by that whole schedule thing. It was all kosher. Nothing was that bad about it. You didn't use it to cheat.
Well, at the end of the day, yes, it is cheating, but it doesn't help your style. It doesn't help your design. And it sure as hell doesn't help you paint your room. And they're the three things that you really need to complete the room. What it can do is it can assist your builder in getting materials early. So then you have an early start on a Monday. So you get going real quick. But we actually never pre-ordered because we didn't want to alert anyone that we might have something going on. So we didn't really utilize it to our advantage as much as we could.
And how are you with Mitch and Mark now? Because that just looks so nasty. Is it like now that the show's all filmed, are you still frosty?
No, we're okay with Mitch and Mark. We spoke a few times since. You know, they're Northern Beaches boys as well. They're not too far away from us. So, we kind of just left what happened on the show and have just tried to move on from the situation. What they don't see is I went up to the boys off camera a couple of days after that and said, let's just squish this in the butt. There's no point being nasty to one another for the next 8 weeks. But, that definitely wouldn't have been shame. But
who just squished in the butt?
Oh, not sorry. Nip in the butt.
Interesting terminology, boys. That's a great term. Squishing in the butt's interesting. Anyway.
Yeah,
boys.
Not the right use of words there.
No, it wasn't. Don't worry. I do it all the time. Hey, speak about Northern Beaches. Now, we've got our panel up, our button monkey over here.
He's our anchor. He's a respected member of the team.
He's from the Northern Beaches also, and he was telling us, I don't know if you know this guy, his name is Josiah.
G'day, but boys.
Back then,
hey,
he was
Josiah. How are you, mate?
He's now Albanian.
And his dad was their teacher. You'd know Josiah's dad, Josh and Luke.
Yes, we do.
Yes, I was in Josiah's dad's class. I think I was a bit of a naughty boy back then in year three or four?
I was also your school captain, boys.
Yeah.
Don't forget that one as well.
Josiah was telling us, boys, that he was the record holder of all the cross-country records and that you two kept trying to beat them and couldn't get them.
I don't know. We'll have to check the record books for that one, Josiah.
We'll ask Skender.
It got blown away in the athletics, that's for sure.
With the North Shore, is there something about going over the Harbour Bridge where you have to remove your shirts?
Everyone loves it down here. It's very open. It's shoes off, walking into cafes, no shoes. It's the way it is down here.
And it sounds wrong being the only female in the room saying this, but you're all handsome men too. I mean,
thank you.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Thank you,
Boxer.
Josh and Luke and Josiah. Oh.
See, good looking guy.
Isn't he? See, I think he could go on Love Island, boys. What do you think?
He'll smash it out. He'll do well.
Or The Block with you boys.
Sorry, mate. Just missed that.
I'll be on The Block with you boys as well. We could do like a trio.
There would be no competition if it was us three together.
He reckons he got more girls than you did at school, boys.
Right. Oh, maybe up to, I don't, maybe year 10, but after that, I don't know. Maybe.
I reckon it's safe to say all three of us blossomed after school.
Oh, jeez.
Is that safe to say?
I was a slow starter. I was slow off the blocks, that's for sure.
Well, Josh and Luke, and I want to say this, I'm a big Love Island fan, and I thought you two came across so well on that show. I knew you were good guys on that show, and now here you are on the block. We're loving it. Cannot wait to see what happens tonight. The block returns at 7:30 on Nine. Good luck, guys. We'll probably touch base with you again as the season progresses.
Yeah, we'd love to, guys. Love to, anytime. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, make sure you nail the house, boys. I live in Hampton. I want the prices of houses to go up, so don't stuff it.
Go on, our best. Go on, our best.
101.9 The Fox.
My favourite day of the week is next weekend, Boxy. It is the all-time greatest day. It's been my favourite day since I was a little kid, and that day is Grand Final Day. It's where the MCG comes alive. It's that last day in September where the two best teams go head-to-head at 3:20. Always. 3:20, bang, ball goes down. You're having your barbies. You have your breakfast in the morning. You listen, you know, you used to watch the North Melbourne breakfast. Yep. And you sit there and you watch the night before. You watch all the grand finals. And then you wake up in the morning and you watch everything. And then you're like, I'm so excited. It's grand final day. And then you have your lunch, have your barbies, you have people over. Obviously, COVID's not going to, we're not going to be able to do that now. And I 100% that the grand final's not going to be at the MCG because of the lockdown that we're in. And like last year, it went to Brisbane. I'm happy for it to go to Perth. Perth's a great football state. They deserve to have the grand final. Now, my problem is, Fiona and Nick, the grand final is a night grand final again. It didn't work last year. It was horrible. Yeah. People fall asleep. Mate, I'm an early, I go to bed early. I go to bed at 7, quarter past 7, 7:30. Even Friday night footy, these prelims, I'll probably fall asleep halfway through, but I understand it's a night game. My kids will be in bed. I look forward to watching the grand final every single year. I don't give a stuff about the Optus Stadium that's got lights. Who gives a crap? I want to watch the football. And the best thing about the football grand final is not just the game. It's at the end when the players are getting their medallions off the kids and they get up on stage. I'll be asleep for that. All the kids in Australia will be asleep. Even people in Perth will be asleep. Now, it's a 5:15 start there, quarter past 7 here. Start the frigging game in Perth at 3 o'clock. Have it 5 o'clock here. Then it's going to finish about 8:30, 9, and then people can go off to bed. They might see the start. Oh, the amazing light show. Ooh, who gives a crap about that? But by the end of the game, everyone's going to be asleep. No one cares.
No one's watching
the medals. Play it early. It's stupid.
Well, you can't
I
even have
understand.
The little kids up there who give the medals to the boys.
They're all having a nap.
Yeah,
they'll
they're
be in
poor kids.
They'll be out there in their PJs and their Peter Alexanders going, oh, I want to go to bed, Mum.
So why have they done that, Feb? Oh, because they want the lights.
They want the lights and the show and the spectacle and I don't know what. Last year, I think, but they did a poll and there was like hundreds of thousands of people voted and it was like 93% said no to a night grand final.
Mm.
Listen to the fans, Gil McLaughlin. The fans don't want it. All you high profile people with your ties and your suits, shut it down. We want a day grand final. The MCG, doesn't matter, not happening. It's at Optus Stadium. Happy for that. Day grand final, red footy, bang. And then you can get on the sauce afterwards.
That was amazing, Fev. That was one of your best sprays ever. And you know what? You targeted Gil. Why don't you have a go at... Yeah, but Mark McGowan, I reckon that premier is really powerful. Yeah, but he can make stuff happen. He can tell Gil what to do.
Ooh, maybe. But I just don't know. I don't know, Boxy. They all want to be the Super Bowl. We're not American. Super Bowl's different. Our history has always been a day grand final. And as a footballer, all you want to do is play on a day. It's a Saturday afternoon at the MCG, obviously Perth, because of what I've said it already before. But the players want to celebrate afterwards. They're all going to go to bed after that. Everyone's got to, and if you're not in bed, you're half drunk and you miss the second half of the grand final anyway.
All I need to know is, are we going to get Shepherd again? All right,
Shepherd looked good last year.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
I joined the show at the start of this year. I love it. The one thing I have never seen until this morning is Fifi rattled. You're a mother of two. You're an unbelievable professional, a gun. No matter what's thrown at you, you handle it well with grace, style, but some phone issues in the studio have absolutely broken you. It's time for a bit of this.
Why doesn't Yuzi jump on with you, Fev, and you do your COD thing on your switches?
Fifi talks tech.
What's happening, Fee?
It's broken me. The iPhone has broken me. I'm going to cry again. So,
well, I told you to ring me, Boxy, about my voicemail.
Yes, so back up from that, though, I've got a new phone, and yesterday during the show, I was trying to sync my old phone into my new phone, and I saw we got a couple of messages on Insta saying, tell Fifi it's really easy. It takes 10 minutes to sync it off your iCloud. And I did feel like a bit of a fool yesterday afternoon. I thought, gosh, why do I find swapping phones so difficult? Because I always lose contacts, I lose messages, I lose my photo albums. And I thought, oh, maybe it is easier than that. And it's just been no end of trouble. And before, you said to me, call my number. And I went into my contacts and I have 14 people in my contacts. So for everybody who goes at all, anyone listening, I synced it. It was all on my iCloud. I synced the iCloud to my new phone. And I got 14 people.
Is that all you've got? Is it a bit of Fifi No Mates over here?
No, I've got I've usually got two.
Hundreds.
Many. No, don't you? I've got them from like 20 years ago. Oh, yeah. I need to delete people. But you know what? And I reckon this is a vendetta. Apple is having a go at me. I feel like I'm being gaslit by Apple. I'm not kidding. Because even the people they've put in here, it's like nobody I need. I've got
nobody
a lactation specialist. I don't need them anymore.
No.
A lactation specialist. I've got the receptionist from the dentist. Deb, if you're listening, hi, Deb. I've got you twice for some reason. I've got Deb twice.
Double Deb.
Double Deb means someone else.
I've got Chanel, Abby's mum, and with all due respect and my sincerest apologies, I don't know who you are. You're Abby's mum, and I'm not quite sure. I don't know what's gone on there.
Is it a riddle, like an adventure? You have to call them and they'll help you get more contacts in and then you call the new ones?
Is that Chanel's in the shop?
No, I think that's her name. I've also got Sophie Grace's mum again. Apologies. I don't know when. We've probably met at a park and I've put their names into my phone. And then I've got one of my girlfriend's husbands. So it's just, I know that doesn't even feel right.
Name and shame.
They've not given me anybody that I ring. Like, these are people I don't need in here on a regular basis. Ooh. I cannot call.
Sorry, Sophie Grace's mum.
No, I know.
Mate, what about the husband? Let's get back to the husband.
Hang on. My apologies. There's one very important person. The only team member to make it was Darcy. Oh, and sorry. I'm rapt about that, Darcy. Darcy is there. So,
Darcy, are you any good at fixing phones?
I can do my best. I've been Googling out here. I think I've got a solution.
I want to know why you've got someone's husband in there.
Oh, so do I. I don't even know why I got Hattie's phone number. But anyway, I did, as you said, Nick, I cried 10 minutes ago when I realised I couldn't ring Fev. Yep. I genuinely cried.
Let's play a game. Let's not give Fee any of our numbers.
Not funny. None of this is funny. I wish I had my old Nokia. That's how I feel right now.
Mate, how good's Snake playing Snake on the toilet?
Fifi, Bev and Nick are the clear choice for your drive to work. And the clear choice when comparing builders is Fairhaven Homes. Fair and transparent service, clear from the start. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au. 101.